Weirdest Egg Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
I can't hardly hear you, Miles. What are you...
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing?
I'm bent over.
Oh, my goodness.
There's bread crust.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah, I'm just doing something, getting ready for something, but... No, there's like bread crust down here. I'm like, what the hell?
We're having a live hazing tonight.
This is Broadcast Central, and I don't expect to find dried up bread crust.
Who was eating those sandwich down
there? I don't know. Who would eat a sandwich down here and leave bread crust? I don't understand why.
That's odd.
What the... God damn, man. Shit.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, no, I don't like to have it right here on the table with me, but...
You don't like looking at it?
No.
No.
Don't. Man, I make shapes out of it as we talk.
Oh, geez. You're playing with, like, somebody's uneaten food.
Mm-hmm.
At least they're in your family. I'm surprised you're not eating it. We can't waste anything. Bread costs money, you know?
It's like, if I crunch it up, it'd be like croutons, I think.
Oh, nice.
Without any flavor.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody, yes, it's, static radio.
Is hazing your code word for, you know, a little self-manipulation there?
I guess. I don't know what you're getting at there, partner, but I'm just making names.
No, I said earlier that you were, you know, live hazing.
Yeah, right.
You're by yourself, so...
Yeah, I'm self-hazing myself, yeah.
I was wondering what that meant, then.
No.
I did send you a URL for a thing called YouTube.com, and you've...
Y-O-U.
Been perusing it here prior to our recording. I had to basically beg you to stop.
Yeah, well, it's all these home videos, and, you know, I start watching these things, and, you know, it's like a car accident. You don't
right.
want to stop. Yeah.
Can't stop. What was the first one you watched? What was that one called?
I don't recall.
Oh, yeah. It was a three-letter word, rhymes with ass.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Gas.
Ass, there you go.
Gas, like a lot of people fill up the cars with gas.
Yeah, because gas costs so much now.
I checked out something called Ass. Ass, because I thought there'd be a picture of you up there.
Thanks.
So YouTube.com, YouTube.com.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of kooky stuff up there.
I
really was sending it to you because I was thinking about uploading some of our kooky stuff up there, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. It won't get watched if you're the average customer, so.
And I don't want to give this away, but if I play my cards right in the next few weeks, I'm going to have something pretty kooky on this website. But I don't want to say what it is. It's going to be huge, though.
Okay.
This huge. Will be next to us talking to Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com. Could be the hugest thing we've ever had.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, well, go figure.
Yeah. So, I got that going.
That's true. I guess you do. You may have it going. We should say that.
Yeah.
You might have it going.
I might. Okay, I'm not going to promise it.
Oh, jeez.
What's that?
My wife's throwing things around the house here.
Oh.
It's just a typical night here.
Oh. The note says, Bob, get on with it. The show is tanking, please. Please.
No, I don't know what it was.
Oh.
Anywho. Oh, man.
Bob, the kids aren't yours or something.
I had a rant about, like, people in these podcasts, but then as I was thinking about it, it's so lame, I don't even know if I want to go into it. I'll just do it anyway, I'm lame.
You're a hypocrite, wouldn't it?
What the... Huh?
Nothing.
Well, no. The idea that... I'll tell you what it all spurred from. Two things, which is kind of an interesting, a little history lesson for everybody. I won't take too long with this. I happened to be, I hadn't been over to Zug.com recently, which was John Hargrave's website.
Right.
And I was there over the weekend, and sometime over the summer, he started doing some podcasting. So he's doing his little audio bits, right?
Right.
He's calling it Zugcasting, which I thought was funny.
Right.
But essentially, he's rehashing stories that he'd written, but now he's saying them.
Right.
Okay. Actually, he did one of your favorite stories, which was being in the kid's jumper at the party.
That's hilarious. That's a good story, yeah.
Yeah, well, he did that. He read that, or what do you want to say? Presented
it. Right.
So it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But what struck me was that he's numbering these things, right? And a lot of people are doing this, so.
Right.
And then I was just listening today to Dignation, which is a technology podcast thingy. And they're on Dignation number 9, right?
Right.
And I'm like, you know, come on. What's with all this numbering, right?
Right.
Each week we think of a title for the show.
Right.
Like this week may be, you know, YouTube. I don't know.
Right.
But we try to think of something clever and we put it out there. And then I thought, well, you know what? If I had to come up with a number, what number would ours be?
Right.
And you know what the number would be? And I don't even know this is exact because I may be off by a couple, but...
Sure.
It's 348.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, what a lot of wasted time, right?
Yeah, wow. These two guys is talking endlessly about that.
Right, so anyway.
Wow.
And then I thought, I'll say that and it'll sound so lame.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's... sounds lame to me.
Right.
Know.
Let's not number the show.
I'm not going to. Although now I think maybe it would be nice to have a title of 348. But
yeah.
Maybe I'll reconsider that.
So. May I just title it 348?
Yeah, just call it 348. You know.
Right.
Like Fahrenheit, you know, 9/11 or whatever. So.
Right.
Anyway, that's my little rant.
All right,
I got to say.
Wow.
Nothing
little.
Else going on.
It was small.
Yeah. So what's going on with you?
So the whole shit house here is just booby trapped.
Your house?
Yeah, like the whole.
Well, evidently people are leaving like bread crusts.
That's yeah.
Sounds like a hazard, health hazard.
Yeah, no, it's like
that
I go in.
Be moldy, you know.
My wife, you know, made supper the other night last week.
Well, woohoo! Good for her.
We didn't have McDonald's.
I was going to say, you didn't have carry out, for Christ's sake.
It was
sake.
A treat. We actually, no, just kidding, just kidding.
Let me look at the budget. Oh,
yeah.
We can eat in tonight.
Mac and cheese for everybody. Come on.
Okay, you want mac and cheese or ramen noodles?
Yeah.
Okay, we got two mac and cheese, we got two ramen noodles.
We got tomato soup made with ketchup and hot water. And, no, I walk into the kitchen.
Who wants mustard soup?
Yeah, my wife's like, I've broken a glass plate, and I think I pretty much got it all cleaned up, but I'm not sure.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
So I'm barefoot. I'm like,
Of course.
I trust my wife because she doesn't, you know, she actually does stuff, you know.
Well, there's got to be one person in the house.
Like, I do stuff really half-assed. I'll admit it.
Yeah.
So I have trust her completely. I'm like, well, I'm sure you got it all. And about right about then, you know, a piece of glass goes through my foot. Like,
anybody want to change their order to blood soup?
Yeah. You know, it wasn't a big deal, but it was a little piece of glass. I'm like, oh, well, that's, you know, bad, you know. The kid's all freaked out. Oh, Dad, no,
Dad.
Don't die, Dad. Don't die. Dad. It's all right, kids. It's all right.
It's all right. I'll be okay.
So yeah. A couple days later, I like twice a year I clean out our cars, you know, with all the crap in them and stuff.
Whether they need them or not.
Whether they need it or not, which I usually do need them, by the way, but I just clean out our van.
Somehow I envision, I don't know if you have White Castle in your...
No.
Well, there's a commercial for White Castle where this guy is... have you seen it?
No. We don't have White Castle here. So
there's this commercial for White Castle where this guy is going to get his car washed.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there, he's eating a White Castle, and then, you know, he's like, White Castle smelled like onions, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, do you want to do the interior? And he goes, no, it's great. And he opens the door, and all this White Castle garbage falls out. And then they pull up the camera, and the whole car is filled with White Castle bags.
Oh, sweet.
And I think that would be your car every 6 months.
Yeah.
Except it wouldn't be White Castle. It'd be, you know, Diamond Dave's or whatever the hell. Yeah. Big Breakfast. McDonald's Big Breakfast.
Yeah, actually, you know, now you're speaking about commercials, I'm going to get sidelined here a little bit.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
And before I finish my story real quick, but there's a soft drink, and I won't mention the name.
Why not?
I won't mention the name, but these two guys are at a vending machine outside, and this guy gets a pop.
Mountain Dew.
And I won't mention the name. I'm not going to mention the name.
God damn it.
And he starts, what?
No, keep going.
And he starts clicking his car clicker, and it changes what car he has.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I think
that,
I can't remember the name of the soda, but I remember this commercial.
Yeah, we won't mention the name of it, but
it's Pepsi or Coke or something.
He's clicking it, and then he points it towards his friend and turns his friend into a girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
after several clicks, it becomes a girl.
Right.
And I'm reading, like, way too much into this, because my gaydar is going off. I'm like, there's something... There's something that's not right about this commercial. I don't care what the name is.
Oh, okay.
Look at this commercial again, and I'm just trying to read a little bit into it as you watch.
So you think he's gay for his friend, but society, you know, marriage.
Well,
the definition of marriage is between a man and a woman.
Well, no, I wasn't getting to that, but. Like, he clicks it once, and his friend gets long hair.
Right.
Like you.
Well, I get my hair cut.
And he clicks it again, and his friend gets, like, this, you know, nice milk wagon going.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, hey, man, I'm cool, man. And then he clicks it again, and now it becomes, like, a full-fledged woman.
Yeah. And what's very his friend say?
Very shapely woman.
Right.
And the guy, I forget how it ends, he's like, oh, thank you, God, or whatever. But if you read a little bit too much into that, there's something weird about that commercial.
Because you're jealous because you want a clicker or what?
I don't want a clicker because I don't really have any designs on any friends of mine. You know, hey Bob.
I didn't know. Come
here.
Thought maybe you were jealous of the clicker. No,
I'm not jealous of the clicker, actually.
You're out at all these soda machines trying to line people up and see if they'll change over or something.
Just look at this commercial again, okay? I'm just saying, read a little bit into it.
See, the funny thing is that he performs a sex change operation with the can of soda.
Yeah.
Uses it as a medical instrument.
I don't know. Just watch that commercial and you'll see.
So anyway, back to your week of pain here.
To finish up here, so I'm cleaning out the damn van, and...
And I get stuck with a hypodermic needle.
Close. My wife broke a coffee pot. A glass coffee pot.
A coffee pot in her car.
She's been drinking a lot of coffee. I don't know. She likes coffee.
Like on the run or what?
Yeah.
Give me a whole pot.
And she broke... The lip off this thing where the handle fits.
Right.
And so now it's just got a jagged lip, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it never got thrown away. It just stayed in the van and it got pushed underneath the seat.
Does she drink coffee right out of the pot?
No, she uses... It goes back and forth to work a lot. You know?
Yeah. She works. I know.
So I'm blindly grabbing underneath the seat and I'm thinking I'm grabbing a cup or something.
Oh,
whatever it is. And I'm like, I realize I've just put like an inch gash into my thumb. And
you know how important my thumb is to my work.
I know. I was like, I just took out Monique. Oh, I just took out Monique.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn, the whole place is booby trapped, man. I'm like, geez.
I'm a lubricant beta tester.
Thank you.
I'm not going to be able to work for a week now.
I wish I had that. No, you know what? I wish I did have that
clicker. I'll have to do the overgrab.
Yeah. I wish I did have that little clicker thing now. Now that I think about it.
I'll see.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
I'd turn you into Harpo Marx. That's what
I'm almost Harpo Marx anyway. What are you talking about? Except for I'm not quiet.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm getting
at. I'm a fat Harpo Marx.
Yeah. I don't know. That whole clicker thing's got me bothered.
Oh, jeez. You're back on the clicker. I swear
I,
you got
the
like...
The whole thing's got me weirded out. I watch that commercial, there's
something...
You
got something, no attention span, man.
There's something weird about that.
I don't think it's weird. I think you're totally into it, and you're thinking, how can I make it happen?
Bob, I'd like to see you with size D breasts.
Well? All I gotta do is take off this t-shirt.
Yeah. No, I'd like to see you in a miniskirt. The whole thing is weird.
Yeah.
The thing is weird. I'm sorry, but it's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh. It's the hotline.
Yeah.
Now you're in trouble.
Oh, man.
Is that your wife calling you downstairs?
It might be.
Miles? I know what you're talking about. Forget about that commercial.
I heard you. So, how else did you get injured, or was that it? Did you
those
actually get
two,
the car cleaned out?
Those are my two injuries.
Are you okay? Is it healed up? Or
I'm going to be okay. I'm all healed up. Monique is back to work again.
Oh, there you go.
And no over grip or whatever that was. Over under grip or whatever.
Yeah.
No, it's just like the whole damn place is booby trapped. And now I find bread crust downstairs. I mean, what?
Now, how did you stick your foot in that or what?
No, I was just sitting here. I was picking up some of the trash. And I'm like, what? Who would leave bread crust just out here? And
well, your wife's a busy woman, you know. She eats
I
on
guess.
The run, evidently.
I guess.
You're going to, like, be analyzing the bite marks.
I'm going to find out who did this.
See?
Which one of you schlang did this?
Yeah. Well, you going to be okay?
I'm going to be fine. That was my rant.
Oh, that was there we go. Rant, we can call it Rantathon. Or
Rantathon.
Rant 348. How's that?
Yeah. Right?
I guess so.
Why not?